The nude photo scandal involving some of the world's most famous actors has raised doubts about the security of internet storage devices. There are reports that a security flaw in the Apple iCloud system allowed hackers to get into the personal accounts of a number of Hollywood celebrities, as Lindy Kerin reports.
For celebrities, publicity is king, but for some it can be a damaging experience, especially when the publicity is all about intimate photos of themselves being splashed across the internet.
Racy photos of more than 100 celebrities, including people like Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton, have been leaked online.
The explicit photos and videos were posted on a website called 4chan. It's unclear exactly how the distributors obtained the images, but internet security commentator Stilgarian believes it happened like this.
It's looking like someone took advantage of a security flaw in Apple's iCloud cloud storage system, although it might have been something else, we really don't know.
Apple is reportedly investigating the incident. A spokesperson has been widely quoted, saying the company takes privacy very seriously. Internet security researcher and blogger Troy Hunt says the incident raises serious questions about the safety of internet storage devices.
It does it on a number of fronts, and obviously one of those fronts is how secure is a service like iCloud, or for that matter, any online storage service, and let's face it, iCloud's just one of many. And clearly you are putting yourself at some degree of risk as soon as you put anything of a personal nature in a publicly facing environment like iCloud. But the other issue it really raises is what is the sort of operational security, if you like, of the individual. So for you and I as consumers of these services, what are our practices in terms of the way we create passwords and the security features that we use, and indeed how we sort of handle our accounts in our everyday life?
And if it's found that it was Apple iCloud that's been hacked here, how damaging would that be to the company?
It'll depend on what we mean by hacked. So we've seen claims of it being hacked before when in reality it was a phishing attack and someone has simply legitimately logged on using their facilities. There is some speculation at the moment that it could have been what we call a brute force attack against one of those services or one of their services, which would simply mean that they have a log-on facility somewhere, and there's discussion about it maybe being behind the Find My iPhone facility, where that log-on facility would let someone try to keep logging in with the same username but different passwords over and over again. Now, if an attacker automates that and makes many, many attempts per second against a common list of passwords, then that could potentially explain what we're seeing. And in a case like that, then Apple would have some explaining to do because it would definitely be an oversight on their behalf.
Troy Hunt says the incident does highlight the need for better security and two-factor authentication, where you have a password, but there's a second way of verifying your identity.
So for something like iCloud, if you have to provide your password when you first set up a new device, but you also have to be able to show that you can receive an SMS on your mobile, then that's going to stop someone on the other side of the world simply logging in with your poor password. So that's one, and I guess the other side of it is very sort of practical advice, where we do want to be conscious about what sort of information we are digitizing. And clearly, when it comes to something like very personal photos that would be very embarrassing to someone if they were disclosed, it's probably worthwhile thinking about whether that's something that you do actually want to take and store on your phone. And certainly everybody has the right to privacy and the right to expect that those things should remain private, but it does put them at a greater risk.
The FBI is investigating the online attack. The victims' responses have been varied. The Oscar-winning actor Jennifer Lawrence has issued a statement saying she's contacted authorities and will consider legal action. Meanwhile, Kirsten Dunst has taken to Twitter to criticise Apple, tweeting, "Thank you, iCloud," followed by another comment. And that you'll have to look up yourself.
Lindy Kerin reporting.